Have you ever thought about the fact that where you choose to live directly impacts the you become? Apartments.com has the most listings, which means you have the most apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from to unlock your full potential and become the best version of yourself. You're in control of your rental future. Not to mention they have custom search tools. So if you're looking for something specific, like pet friendly, commute friendly, sit on my couch and watch reruns because I have the place all to myself friendly, you'll find it. But wait, there's more. With apartments.com, what you see is what you rent. They comb through their listings to make sure all the information is verified and up to date. That way you're not wasting your sweet, sweet time. They make the hunting for a new place process a breeze. So send subpar rental search sites packing and visit apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com. Change your apartment, change the world.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We are so excited to be back together today, you guys.
Oh, guys, there's just something that happens when Brooke and I record together. It's just like, boom, we're back at it. Let's go. It's Gals magical. On the Go, a movement. Let's get it. I'm in a good mood. Brooke's in a good mood. We just had a really good call with our network podcast one, and we have so many exciting things coming up. I hate when people say but I have to say it.
I know. I used to always like watch YouTubers and like listen to people, whatever, and they'd be like, we have such exciting things in the works. And I'd be like, well, tell me. But now I like kind of get it why you can't say it, because it's like the things aren't finished. Like,
well, tell
if
me.
We said it and then it, you know what I mean?
The way you said it, though,
if we said it and they didn't come to fruition, and we would just sound like big idiots.
No, completely. No. Well, we could say we talked about merch. We talked about some really cool merch and really professional stuff. We're working with a really awesome person. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes,
talking
just
about
very legitimate people. Very yes. legitimate people that know what they're doing. So that's yes. really exciting.
They have really big plans for Gals on the Go, and that's like the best thing ever. And hopefully, like, we're talking about potential live events in the future. So just get Ooh. Excited. Hate to say it, but I mean that's not a contract. I can say things.
Special project.
Special projects on the works. I hate us. Well, we're happy to be here today. Obviously, so this week's episode is actually with Katie Bellotti. When I was in New York a couple weeks ago, I got the honor to sit down in her amazing, cute New York City apartment. The best thing ever. It's like walking into an Anthropologie Urban Outfitters store combined.
I love it. Just Ugh. In the pictures, I'm obsessed. I'm so jealous you got the experience.
I honestly am so happy I got the experience. Like, it smelled like those Capri Blue candles. I had coffee. It was so great. She's an awesome person. Katie Bellotti is a fellow YouTuber. She also has a podcast, Thick and Thin. She's also known as Hello Katie on YouTube. Brooke and I have both been watching her forever. She went to Elon University, now has a normal job working for L'Oreal in New York City. So we have very parallel lives to her. So it was very important to us to get her on the podcast, and she listens and we listen to hers. So that the main meat of this podcast, the main meat portion.
You're a big meat gal.
Big meat gal. Will be me and Katie.
That's so weird.
Will be Katie and I sitting down and talking. But of course, Brooke and I have to do our intro and outro and everything in between, because it's Gals on the Go, right?
Yeah, and we have to catch you guys up on our lives. And Danielle's been a gal on the go in New York. And
you've been a gal
I feel
on
like
the go
I've been,
working.
Yeah, I have. But I've been taking a backseat to the pod, and I just want to say we're getting back after it, okay, guys? So
I'm getting back in the front seat, so just
Yeah,
get
I'm
ready.
In the driver's seat now.
I'm the passenger. I'm being like the backseat driver.
No, that is not true. No, because I'm going to try to get some people who are in Boston on the show and stuff too. So we're going to We're going to try to max it out, baby. So if you guys ever want to see people on the show, you know where to hit us up. The Gals on the Go Facebook group is going off. We love
go
it.
Go off, sis. We're like in a mood tonight.
We are in a mood.
I kind of love it.
I love it too. And another place, Facebook group. And where else can they find us? Oh, the Instagram.
Did you say the Instagram?
Yeah, the Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is so inspo. The quotes have been killing it these days. If you're looking for just like a little light inspo to get your day going, check out the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. We love it.
Yes. And I actually also had the pleasure of meeting up with Emma, who's our creative director for Gals on the Go while I was in New York. She has so many awesome ideas. She runs the social media. Like, she comes up with all the graphics. She obviously would like help her pick the quotes, but I mean, she's kind of a rock star, and she has all these ideas. Like, we're thinking of doing some Instagram takeovers, and like, you guys show your stories and you guys would do like an Instagram takeover. And so let us know if you guys are interested in that. But we're really trying to make Gals on the Go a movement, and we want you guys to be involved as much as possible because we love you guys.
I love it. I love how we have, it really is a community. I mean, the Facebook group really just proves that, and just all of our listeners are, I feel like everyone comes from such different walks of life, but everyone is still like super similar and we have a lot in common at the same time. So I love it. I absolutely love it.
I know. It makes me literally so happy, and I'm just so happy with everything. I feel like you are too. We were just saying before we started recording that we're just so happy and very thankful.
Yes, feeling very humbled with life. And, you know, I mean, I think it's important to recognize that there's always going to be good days and bad days. And, like, we'll talk about that more in the lowlights. But at the same time, like, to just be able to step back and be like, I'm so freaking lucky to live this life that I live. And I think Danielle and I come to that conclusion. I've come to that conclusion a lot in the past year, particularly in the past month, but, you know.
No, it's good, because then on those days that you're having such good days, to be very aware of, like, this is a very good day. I'm very thankful for this day. It makes you, like, you know, you're manifesting more into your future, obviously. And it's just...
Exactly.
You know, it's not like you're taking them for granted. So on your bad days, you're like, okay, like, today's, like, a not okay day, but I know there's so many great days ahead, and, like, today's just one day.
It's so true. It's so true. And it helps you, yeah, I think it helps you then to get past the worst days, because you're like, oh, my God, remember, like, 2 weeks ago when I had that really good day? It all levels out. Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be like, Danielle, remember that one day you were like on your vibe and you were just getting after it? Like, go back to that mood. And like, that's kind of what I did today, because I had a lot to do today. And I was just like, get to that. I have this one vlog that I like did so much in, and I just refer to that vlog and I'm like, get in that zone.
Really? That's such that's a really productive, smart thing to do.
I'm trying out here.
Well, you've had a week. Let's go into the highlights and lowlights, because I can't wait to hear about your week.
Let's do it. So let's start with the sads, because lowlights, you know, it's kind of funny. I got some highlights today at the salon, so I'm like, highlights.
Highlights. It's like really, literal highlights.
Literal highlights and lowlights. kick it off with your lowlight. Sounds like you were kind of referring to something.
Yeah. No, I've just been, the past like 2 days, I don't know what's been happening, but like it kind of was like, it was like Sunday into Monday into Tuesday, I had like a bad case of the Sunday scaries, where I like reevaluated my life and I was like, what am I doing? Nothing like major that like triggered it. It's just, I am very overwhelmed right now. And I think I knew that this was coming. I knew that this day would come. Loading up my plate too much, probably, with having my 8 to 5 and then doing everything I do on the side and trying to balance a very healthy social life. It's hard. I'm not going to lie. Especially a lot of my job requires a lot of socialization and talking and stuff like that. So it's not like I'm just sitting at a desk, like cranking the numbers all day. It's like, it's just like, it requires a lot of my energy, if that makes sense. Not that cranking the numbers doesn't require a lot of your energy, but I'm just always doing things, if I feel like. So I'm just running on empty a lot. I don't really sleep as much as I probably should be. And my health is taking a toll. So it's just, a little tiring, a little overwhelming. I know I'll get past it. I know that's part of life. Like, my grandma texted me today. She's like, hope you had a good day at work and can go home and get some rest. I'm like, no, grandma. Like, I have a call and I'm podcasting. Yeah. I mean, I'm so blessed that, like, this is, like, what I get to do as my, like, side thing, because I love it. Like, this is so fun. But I'm sure you know what I mean, Danielle. Like, you get
it.
Oh,
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's kind of like that triangle that you see on Twitter sometimes. It's
yes.
Like social life, health, and work, like pick two.
Literally, it's so true. Like, work and school, sleep. Social life, health. There's no way you could do, I mean, I've seen people do it all, of course. No one has the balance mastered seamlessly. Like, I feel like everyone kind of leans in more of one direction or the other. And I think it's all about like being able to pivot. Like, I knew that in the past 4 weeks when I was just making friends, like, I was going to sacrifice a lot of things to make friends. And it was so worth it to me, because now that I'm like, I am feeling very comfortable in the city and confident where I am, I can like pivot and do my own thing now, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that makes complete sense. And like, even like, we both talked about like, okay, Brooke's going to be doing training and work for 4 weeks. Like, she's really getting after it. Like, so I did a lot of the emails and I was like, okay, like, you know, and then there's times like when I have finals and stuff, Brooke would like take the reins and do everything like that. So it's like also like working with other people and like being willing to ask for help. Cause it's hard. I hate asking for help and asking.
Yeah, you do.
You know, to work with other. I hate it so much. So it's definitely like finding a balance. And like, I think in the next few weeks, you'll definitely like have a routine, since you're like starting like to really get your own desk and stuff.
100%. Yeah, it's just been absolute insanity. So, but overall, it's like all good. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like any one particular trigger. We were just saying we want to get more specific about the highlights and lowlights, but I don't even have one specific like trigger that I was like, this is what set it off for me. But I was just like, I honestly was like checking my email on Monday morning when all the emails came in. It was like, hey, this is all the stuff that you have to do over the next 2 weeks. And I was like, it's just like, it's not going to happen. Like, it, you know what I mean? Yeah. I just had one of those moments where I was like chilling for a little bit. We always talk about this too, where we're chilling and then the responsibilities like come. And that's the way that social media works. And it's a good bit right now, but I'm lucky to have this problem, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a great problem to have, but it's okay to complain every now and then. You know, we're only human, so.
100%. And what's yours? Low light, baby.
Mine is kind of comical. I wish more of my highlights were like this, because I think this is, or more of my low lights were like, this thing is funny. But obviously it was like not good at the time. So I had the opportunity to go to Mexico with Revolve. It was like the coolest trip of my life. I'm posting a vlog about it soon, so you guys will get to like see all of it. It was so much fun. It was a dream. Like, I'll talk about it more later. But one of the nights, so there, we stayed at this beautiful resort. Like, Revolve rented out the whole resort. It was absolutely beautiful.
The whole resort?
Holy
like crap.
Like, acres,
dude.
And
what?
Acres. Like, I mean, like, we had like literally a personal butler and chef. Like, he was the sweetest man. I, like, felt so bad asking him for anything. Like, the whole staff was so sweet. Revolve, I can tell, is very good to the staff. They were so happy to be there. Like, the whole resort, it was, like, Revolve. Like, Revolve was on the pool. Like, I mean, it was everything. So much fun. And it was honestly a lot of, like, relaxing time, which was really cool. It was, like we only had, like, one or two things each day. And it was, like, go enjoy yourself by the pool. Like, go, you know. So it was cool. And I got to bring a plus one, so I brought Delaney. Anyways, so one of the nights on their Club Revolve night, which we were so excited about because the night before we didn't stay out late because we had woken up so early for the travels and everyone was having fun and we were just so tired. So we were like, tonight is our night. You know, Dreezy's performing. Like, it's going to be so much fun. Like, let's stay up late. Like, whatever. And Dreezy comes on. I am dancing. I'm thriving. Everything's good. And I looked behind me and I, like, don't see Delaney. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, she's probably just, like, went to the bathroom or something, whatever. 5 minutes goes by, 10 minutes goes by. I'm like, okay, where is Delaney? So I'm like, text her. I was like, where are you at? And then all of a sudden I see her come out of like the doors because we're like in this outside area where the DJ and singer was. And she's like by the bar and she like comes and grabs me. She's crying. She has her phone to her ear. So I thought something had happened back at home. And I was like, oh my God. She's crying and she looks at me and she goes, Danielle, I have a bug in my ear. And I'm like, oh, haha. Like, oh no. Like, let's get it out. She's like, no, Danielle, like, I guess a bug, because there's so many bugs there, is what I was trying to say. The resort's amazing. The bugs are everywhere.
Do they give you, like, bug spray or anything?
There's bug spray absolutely everywhere. I am very, very blessed. I don't get bit by bugs. If I do, it's, like, a few. I didn't get one bite on this trip. I don't know how, because so many people had, like, 20. Neither did Delaney. It's something about your blood type. Like, I'm A positive, and apparently they don't really like A positive. They really like B positive, and they like O.
Okay, so I'm either one of those, because when we went to Greece, I came back mobbed. Like, I had them everywhere.
Well, no, then you are one of those.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know my blood type, but you just narrowed it down for me, because I...
Oh, yeah, you did get bit. See,
so
I
bad.
It
remember,
weird.
I was like, I thought I had like bed bugs because I was like, where did you
get bugs?
Oh my
god! Oh
no,
yeah.
But I know what
oh
it was from
god,
is because we slept with
that.
The balcony door open. So
yeah, we're kind of dumps. Never forget.
And I was
door
closest
the
to the
fridge.
Door, so that was it.
So many adventures on that trip. Never
so
forget.
Many. Sorry,
oh
cut you off.
God.
Okay, so
no,
she didn't
dude,
get
that. That was so necessary. Okay, so yeah, we weren't getting bit at all, so that was fine. So the fact. So, anyways. Delaney's like, I have a bug in my ear. And so apparently the bug, like, flew in her ear. She was just dancing. And so, like, her hair, like, moved out of her ear and the bug flew in. And, like, there's times, like, I'm sure you've had it where you, like, hear a bug in your ear and you're like, oh, and you kind of swat it away. You ever, like, heard that? Like,
yes, yeah. You
but
hear,
I guess
the buzzing and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, like, oh, no. They say that means there's an angel. I don't know if you ever heard that. Yeah, anyways, never, whole other topic. I don't really know. My mom told me that.
Oh.
you know, mother.
Mother.
Anyways, I'm so on a level. So Delaney, like, said she, like, went to, like, stick her finger in to get it out, and by doing that, it pushed the bug in more.
No,
the bug starts crawling in her ear canal.
No,
sorry,
no,
this
no,
is
no,
grossing
no, no,
you guys
no,
out.
No.
And it was just such a unique, I've never heard of this happening to anyone. So I'm like Googling it. It's definitely a thing. And so she went up to the bartender and she's like, bug in ear. And she like looks like she's so, it's literally crawling her ear canal. Like it's like very irritating. Like she's freaking out. We were worried it was going to like bite something in her brain, you know, get to her brain. Like there's things that can happen. Like this
is
scary.
Yeah, of course. That's.
And we're in the middle of nowhere. We're 3 hours from the airport. So I was like, we're definitely 3 hours from like anything else. The bartender, I have videos, is, like, pouring, like, water in her ear. She's flushing it out. He's trying to get tweezers to pull this bug out. Like, it was gross. And finally, the bug died. Anyways, we ended up having to go to, like, a clinic nearby that the resort had a, like, connection with. and they got the bug out, and it was, like, huge. Like, had we left it in her ear, like, yeah, it died, but it would have, like, infected her ear. And it was just, like, so funny. We were, like, laughing, like, Revolve Summer. We're literally in, like, these nice dresses and heels going to a clinic at night because of a bug in her ear. It was just, like, such a weird thing. So it was definitely, like, a low light, but now it's, like, really funny. So, but then everyone, like, it became a thing. Like, even, like, the Victoria's Secret models there were, like, who is the bug girl? Like, I need to talk to her. Like, I want to, like, she got, like, famous. People, like, I want to meet her. And Delaney's, like, of course, this is what I'm known for. Like, everyone started to walk around like this, like, with their hands on their
oh
ears.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny.
So it was, like, funny. I just thought it was a little anecdote. So shout out to Delaney. She was a trooper. If it had happened to anyone else.
As long as she's okay now. I was following along on the private
snaps. Yeah, Brooke was, like, Brooke was, like, the only one awake. I was, like, posting on my Snapchat story for, like, friends. And Brooke was, like, oh, my God, what's the update? Is she okay? Like, I was, like, that's so sweet.
Because I don't sleep anymore, so.
Literally. Yeah, no, she's all good. Yeah, you don't sleep. Brooke just can't.
I just rally.
FOMO is a real thing. You gotta keep up with it all.
Wait, that's so crazy. So, yeah. I'm glad she's okay. Like, that was wild. I remember seeing that. And I was like, this is actually crazy.
I was like, this could be bad. We're gonna have to, like, get freaking helicoptered out of here. Like,
it was so funny.
It was so funny, but it was okay. And she went to the ear doctor today just to, like, really make sure, and she's completely fine. No, wow. She was, like, scared that, like, a bug laid her eggs in her ear.
Oh,
and, like,
no. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. So, that's that. Anyways, highlights.
More cleanly news, because you ever, like, hear, like, icky stories, and then you get the icks. Like, I feel like people listening to this are probably like
the icks, like, the spooks.
You know what I mean? Like the feeling on your skin when you're like kind of like scratchy. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Okay. So highlights. Let's talk about good things. Good things. My highlight is I'm done with training. It was 4 weeks, so it was pretty dense. Yeah. It wasn't grueling at all. I actually, like, enjoyed training. I mean, it was, you know, a lot of learning and stuff, but I had, like, a really good training classroom. But I'm excited and really motivated, I think, to get after it right now in terms of, like, work. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it. Even though it's not, like, I was just telling Danielle, it's not like a training's over, like, okay, go get after it. Like, we have plenty of time to ease into the role without having, like, crazy expectations, which I really like, because I'm one to get, like, overwhelmed if, like, I have, like, crazy quotas or something like that. So I think easing into it is the best way, and I'm really feeling good about it. All is well.
All is well in the world. That's so good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I've been, like, loving following your stuff, like, along. It's so fun watching, like, your work life.
Wait, so what's your highlight?
So my highlight, obviously, I had to do something from the trip because it was just such a cool trip. But my specific highlight, it was an iconic trip. My specific highlight is definitely one of the days they had, like, it was like a Shaycation beach party. So Shay Mitchell has a line with Revolve now, and it's like bathing suits and travel wear. It's a really cool idea. Like, I, like, freaking loved it. And so they, like, let us pick out, you know, a couple items from the line to wear at the beach party that day, because that's kind of how it works. Like, there's, like, a Lovers and Friends bonfire. You, like, wear certain brands from Revolve on each day. So I picked out this neon bikini because I was like, it's so cute.
Yeah.
So we get to the party that day, and Shay Mitchell walks in the same bathing suit. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. We're matching. And I said to Delaney, I was like, I'm going to get a photo with her. More like, I meant, like, oh, I'm just going to, like, ask her for a selfie, because, like, I mean, I'm here to promote her line. Like, I feel like she won't mind, whatever. And then, like, more girls come, and, like, all the freaking models are wearing the same bathing suit. And I'm like, wow, we're all matching. Like, this is kind of cool. Didn't think anything of it. Then all of a sudden, I get a tap on the shoulder from, like, Shay Mitchell's photographer or whatever, and he was like, hey, like, I'm getting a photo of all the girls wearing the bikini. Like, we'd love to have you in it. So I was the first one over there, and Shay was like, hey, I'm Shay. I'm like, hey, I know.
Hey, I'm Shay.
And she was like, yeah, hey, I'm Shay. She's so cool, so nice, so down to earth. She's like, it's so nice to meet you. Like, thanks
really?
For being here.
That's
thanks
great.
For wearing this. But yes, so cool. And so we, like, did the whole photo, and I was like, we were taking the photo, and they, like, literally put me next to her because of, like, height, not because of anything else. But I was like, wow, I'm very honored. Like, they really can't crop me out of this. It was, like, really funny.
They can't crop me.
No, I was like, they're going to crop me out, like, for sure. But, yeah, and they ended up putting, like, a little video clip of me on Revolve, like, of me talking about it. So I was, like, really, really honored. It was, like, a really cool feeling because, like, I was shooting with, like, I mean, there was people in the photo that are Sports Illustrated models, Victoria's Secret models. Like, it was very – I was very intimidated at first, naturally.
Which you shouldn't be, because your bod is killer, so I don't know why you are.
Well,
but
there were some unflattering angles. I made a video about it. I don't know if I'm going to post it, but I kind of talked – I guess that could have been my little – but, yeah. In a group photo, everyone's going to post the photo they look the best in, and I got, like, accused of, like, since that photo was posted, it looked like I, like, edit my other photos, and I was like, I just didn't have a good angle. Like, I do not morph my body for my photos. I do pose for for better angles. And in that photo, I was just sitting, I was sitting on a rock hunched over.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not mad. I mean, I'm like, I'm so honored I was in her photo and I'm like so happy. But like, yeah, I was sitting next to like a Sports Illustrated model. Like, yeah, I'm not going to like look my best. So I was just like, okay, fam, let's not judge here.
Literally.
But other than that, everyone was so supportive and I'm just so excited about it. I'm so honored. So that's my spiel. That's my soapbox.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And so we could do a whole thing about like flattering photos and stuff, because you and I have this problem all the time where we send each other pictures and be like, hey, can I post this? Ooh, I don't look the best. You know what I mean? And it's like you always want to post the photo that you look the best in. So I totally understand that. And that's like so reasonable in my opinion.
Yeah. And it, yeah. And like, it's just like, why are people like, yeah. Anyways. But yeah, so that was.
But I thought you looked great. It looked like such a fun trip. I hope you thrived. It looked like you did. And I know, oh my gosh, I was talking about it with Maggie. I saw Maggie, Gretchen, and Molly this weekend, and Maggie and Gretchen brought up, they're like, I'm so happy Danielle's on this trip, because I remember she always said her dream was to go on a Revolve trip.
And
you manifested it. So I'm very happy for you.
Aw, you guys are so sweet. I know. Brooke, like, went to dinner with all the Boston YouTubers. I had so much FOMO. I was like, that's so cute.
We did. We went to this place called Yvonne's. That was on Friday.
Yvonne's? Oh, that's how you pronounce it? Oh,
I don't know. Nice. It's Yvonne's. It's really cute. There's so many cool places in Boston, you guys. I don't know how I'm going to go to them all. Like, there's just infinity. And there's, like, so many different pockets. It's like New York in the sense where there's, like, so many different neighborhoods, you know?
Oh, neighborhoods, yeah.
Yeah, like, I made... Like, I found my... Where? How did I even find... Oh, I was looking for an open nail salon when I was on the way home driving from my friend's house. And I, like, stumbled into Beacon Hill. And I was like, okay, I'm, like, living here at some point in my life. Because it is so... I don't know. It's so cool. That's the cool thing about living in a city. Is you just, like, stumble on cool stuff.
That is so cool. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's, like, the best. Aww.
So I think so it's fun. Time... Thank you, Danielle. Thank you. We wanted to implement kind of a new segment today, you guys, though. How do we feel about this?
I know. So you guys let us know. I just like randomly had this idea. I think it was last night or this morning. No, I think it was last night. I like randomly texted Brooke. I like was just trying to think, like, we're both really motivated with the podcast right now. And I was thinking I was like talking to someone and they're like, what are your goals for like the next few weeks? And I was like, honestly, we should talk about this in Gals on the Go. So we're trying to start a new segment where we talk about our goal for the week, goal for the next few weeks. We might not do this segment every week because we might not have a goal and we don't want to just make up one. But I think it will inspire us to make up these goals. And maybe if we remember, we can follow up the next week.
So down.
And
so down.
Talk about how it went. So we're trying to come up with the specific goals and you guys can follow along with us on this. But, you know, Gals on the Go, it's like a movement and we're talking about productivity and getting things done and following your dreams. So I think this kind of fits in with that.
I completely agree. I think it makes sense. And we all keep each other, like, people keep each other accountable in the Facebook group or whatever.
Oh,
so.
We should. We should do, like, a thread after we post this episode.
Yeah, 100%. And if you're not in the Facebook group, I don't know what you're doing, so.
Yeah, I was just approving a ton of people. I'm very impressed. Everyone, like, knows all the answers to the questions for
it's
the
so
most part.
Cute. I love our little community. It's not little. I mean, we're growing every day.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
Okay, you go first because I feel like it was your idea, so I feel like you had like a specific one in mind.
I did. I had a goal for this week anyways and I was like,
okay, let's hear it.
So yeah, I'm really happy with my YouTube. Just to be honest, like I've noticed like there hasn't been a strong strike in subscribers or anything lately. So I like obviously go back and look like, okay, like what am I doing wrong? Like what are people wanting to see? I don't really care about the views and the subscribers, but I do care about you guys and like people who watch my videos. So it is really important to me. And I know people really like my day in my life. So my morning routine is kind of like when I'm in a routine and I know I've been traveling. I think people do like my travel vlogs. I don't really know. But I like can't wait to like start doing more videos. I'm going back to school next Friday, August 2nd, which will be really fun. So I'll be getting in more of a routine and like doing more of those videos that people like. So I just think overall I just like want to like put more attention to my YouTube and like start maybe trying new things with it. I don't really know, just like that's kind of my goal.
Yeah No, I totally get that. Kind of similar to that, I guess my goal is also, it's also not specific or like measurable or whatever. I'm gonna get better about making my goals more numbers driven, but this week, since my life has just been all over the place, I just want to be better about balancing my two jobs and putting my social life on the back burner. Yeah, I've just been a little too social, and you know, that doesn't pay the bills, baby. So we want to focus on what got me to this point, and you know what truly does make me happy is doing, you know, YouTube and working on my social media stuff, especially when I complement it with my job, because I was just talking to Danielle about this before we hit record, just in terms of mental clarity and healthiness, like it's been so healthy for me separating it. And like, I love the separation I have going on right now. Although my days are super full and I'm really tired and all that stuff. Like I've been thriving. Like I love it. Aww. So no complaints in that sense. Just want to be better about balancing the two jobs and maybe saying no to a few more social invitations and stuff like that.
Which I think is doable. I think we both have just been kind of like, I've been traveling, you've been in training, and now we're both about to, I'm about to start school, you're about to really start work, and we'll both be able to kind of get our goals done. And then in the future, we'll have more measurable goals. But for now, this is just to kick it off. So let us know if you guys like this little segment, and if you guys want to keep doing it, because I think it is fun, and it'll then we can, like, it's like doing book club. Like, oh, did you read those pages? Like, did you get that goal done?
Literally. Like a good goal would be like in the future, like I could see myself doing one, like, you know, work out 4 times this week, right, or something like that. Like stuff like measurable goals like that, or, you know, create 2 YouTube videos over the course of the week, like more measurable, I guess. But in this case, I just want to, you know, put work first.
Makes sense. Yeah. So should we get into our current favorites?
These are a few of my favorites. Ding. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So I'm a big Skinny Confidential listener. I love her, and I always love the product she talks about. And sometimes she's been recently, or not, she, like not recent, but like in the last few months has been talking about cleansing balms. And I'm personally like a makeup wipe fiend. I love using my makeup wipes and just like taking off all my makeup at night with them. But sometimes like I find like I'll use my makeup wipe and just it didn't do the job. Even after I washed my face, I feel like it really didn't do the job. So I obviously on this Revolve trip, they like stock you up with all these products that Revolve Beauty carries. And one of the products they had by the sink was the Elemis Collagen Cleansing Balm.
Ah, she loves it.
She talks about
it
all the time. I was like, there's no way. Like, I do love Elemis products because they smell good. But nothing more than that. And I tried it out on the first night because I just felt so gross. I took my makeup off. I did use a makeup wipe first, but you probably don't have to. But I just did for, like, I don't know. I just wanted to. And then I used the cleansing balm.
Double protection. Yes,
and I used the collagen cleansing balm. Guys, it smells so good. It feels so good on your face. It's like hydrating your face at the same time. And you basically put it on like moisturizer, but you also are like washing your face with it, and then you rinse it off. My skin feels so good after. Like, I cannot wait to use it tonight, and it smells so good. I'm sure it's expensive. I just got it because like Revolve gave it to us, but I will repurchase. Like, it's so nice, and my skin's been looking good.
Honestly, okay, I know Elemis because when I worked at QVC, they sold Elemis, and I don't think it's as expensive as you think.
Oh, good.
So that's a good thing. I don't think it's like – I definitely don't think it's like drugstore prices, but it's not like Drunk Elephant.
Yeah, and
it's,
what's the other one? You know, La Mer is very expensive as well.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's like so expensive.
Okay, then that's good. Yeah. That's so expensive. Those are expensive, and they're so expensive.
Did you get free La Mer,
no,
too?
No, I was just like thinking about it because I've like thought about purchasing their products.
Oh,
but
I was
so
like,
expensive.
That's insane. Yeah. How was your room at Revolve?
Oh, my God.
Was it decked out?
It was decked out. We walked in. It was like Christmas morning. There's products everywhere. I brought so many of them home. Delaney took some stuff home. Like, it was so nice. Like, Revolve Beauty has got a lot of awesome products. And I learned about brands that I've never heard about. So it was really cool. And they like, yeah.
And it ships so fast if you're like, need something.
We love that. So, but what's your favorite?
Mine, all I've been really wearing recently is I wear work clothes and I wear lounge clothes. So, but these are the best. They're black backless loafers. You can find them like a bunch of different places. I know Target has a really good pair of them right now. Mine have some gold detailing on them. And you just don't realize how much these shoes go with stuff. You guys, I don't like wearing heels to work because I'm already we've determined I've measured myself to some of my coworkers. We think I'm 5'8". Okay, so we think I'm taller than I actually say I am. Yeah. So I might be like so I'm a pretty like tall person. I don't like wearing heels to work, although like I feel like, you know, they make my legs look good and stuff. Like it's just not necessary for the culture of my work environment. Like I don't need it.
That's good.
And I feel like loafers still look super classy and professional, and they polish off an outfit so well.
Oh, so
but
good.
They're also so comfy. They're so comfy.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, and the backless ones are nice for summer because it's not to like your foot's enclosed and it's like warm and sweaty. Like, I don't know, there's still some like breathability there, if that makes sense. I do really like them, and they go with, you know, just like dresses or skirts or little like pants, whatever. I love it. So big fan. I also have a pair of tan ones that are from Misguided. So just backless loafers in general. I think that they're just so cute and so trendy.
So you think you've broken them in, I guess?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, my gosh. It didn't even take, like, a lot of wear. Yeah. I love them.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Love that. Good stuff. I love work style. I'm kind of, like, really into it.
I love workwear chic. It's very cute.
It is. Mm-hmm. And very, like, very conservative, profesh. Which is more, like, our vibe.
Yeah, we're not very scandy people. So, no, I definitely agree. That's awesome. Well, I think that was a very good catch up. I really enjoyed recording this little intro. We wanted to record the intro in real time. Now we're going to time travel back to a week or two ago when I sat down with Miss Katie Bilotti, the amazing gal that is our guest today. She's awesome. I can't wait for you guys to get to know her more. She's just Katie Bilotti or Hello Katie on YouTube. Freaking awesome. And yeah, should we hit it, Brooke?
I'm personally so excited to listen to this. I'm sure that there will be a lot of interesting info.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's get it. Woo.
Okay, guys. It is summertime. What does summertime mean? Well, to me, it means ice cream. Okay, let's be real here. Treat yourself and enjoy some ice cream, specifically Häagen-Dazs. Häagen-Dazs knows your best moments are made even better with a side of their most extraordinary ice cream. That's why this summer you can treat yourself to any one of the 9 flavors of their Trio Crispy Layers collection. With 15 layers of decadence, you can indulge like never before. Inside every single one of these Crispy Layers ice cream cartons, they have a harmonious blend of texture. They have like the crisp layers with the finest ice cream. You guys, I love this stuff, and I think you guys will too. They have a bunch of different flavors. I am personally a huge chocolate girl. The chocolate flavors now have 30% more chocolate, okay? That's like actually amazing. The triple chocolate is really good. It's the velvety white chocolate like ice cream. It has like milk chocolate ice cream too, and then the little bit of the crunch with the layers. That's like my favorite because like honestly, regular ice cream is boring. Like you gotta have a little spice in there, and this way you just literally crack open the container and you could just eat it right from there. Isn't that the best way to do it? Keep this stuff on hand for when you have friends over and you will be like the best person ever, I'm telling you. They also have some non-dairy flavors. They have a non-dairy dark chocolate crunchy peanut butter. I'm so sad I'm allergic. That sounds incredible. Every one of these has 15 layers of extraordinary, so every bite is going to deliver layer after layer of flavor. It's not just like one layer. You guys will love it. They have the finest ingredients because Häagen-Dazs is the most premium, and your taste buds will definitely thank you. So your best moments, no matter what they are, you know, living your life over the summer with your friends, poolside, on the beach, whatever the heck you are doing, you deserve the most extraordinary Trio Crispy Layers from Häagen-Dazs. Perfect for every moment. Celebrate sad, happy, no reason at all. You guys know. So head to Häagen-Dazs.com to discover more and to pick up Häagen-Dazs Trio Crispy Layers at various stores near you.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm here with Katie.
This is so exciting.
Guys, I'm sitting in Katie's apartment right now, and I don't think I've ever been happier. It's such a happy place.
I am such a big fan of this podcast. This is, like, crazy that you are, like, I mean, I've known you forever, but, like, it's crazy that I'm, like, in my own apartment being interviewed by gals on the go. I love this podcast. I'm, like, aww, such a fan.
You're so sweet. You've been a supporter. Like, right when we started, I remember you posted, like, an Instagram story or something.
Yeah, before I don't even know if I had my podcast at the
you
time.
You didn't yet. I was, like... You were planning yours. You had the graphics starting and everything.
I had the name, like, months before I even made the podcast.
That's so you. That is so you. Love that, though. Yeah. No, your podcast is literally... I've talked about it on our podcast all the time, but it's just, like... It's just, like, listening to a friend. It's just, like, everything I need to hear.
See, that's great. My podcast, I really want it to be, like, kind of like a diary entry or, like, a journal of, like, just my, like, life in the city. Like, you know, living, doing things. And so
you are doing things.
I'm doing a lot of
things. And don't you feel like, I was telling someone the other day, like, recording, or was it when we were with Margo, talking about, like, podcasts, you say some things that you wouldn't say on your YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
It's different. Like, you feel more comfortable.
It's different because you're not, like, seeing someone's face. It's just, for whatever reason, it just feels like such a safer space.
Yes, it's
true. I don't
know
why. Like, I feel like I can say just about anything and, like, I mean, my mom listens to my podcast.
Same. Hey, Mom.
But my mom, like, I think she just turns a blind ear sometimes. She's like, or not a blind ear, but
blind,
like a deaf
eye,
ear.
I guess. Deaf ear.
She just doesn't, like,
I totally didn't even catch that. I know what you mean.
I don't want to say blind eye because, you know, I always, the worst, you ever do this when you're, like, sitting down to record a podcast and you're like,
you treat it like a video.
You're like, as you can see, or like something.
Yeah. As you can see, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
I know.
Like, they can't see anything. They can't see
you. You have to be so descriptive. It's like being an author and having, like, to really describe everything you're doing.
Yeah, and, like, the sensory, like, you've, like, if you're drinking something, like the ASMR of it all. Yes. And there's just, like, different senses that it plays into. Yes. It's, like, such a different... I love podcasts.
Big podcast guys.
As I'm on a podcast. This is, like, inception. But
so when are your favorite times to listen to podcasts? When you're walking to work? When you're coming home from work? Do you have, like, certain times of the day? Or like, just whenever?
Like, okay, so... this is funny. I mean, I have a 9-to-5 job. So, like, yes. I have pretty limited times to, like, when I can listen to a podcast. Like, on the way to work, of course. Like, on the way home from work. But also, I'll, like, sometimes be sitting at my desk, and my coworkers probably think I'm listening to music or something. But I'll have usually, like, a crime podcast or, like, a murder mystery. Crime, yeah. Crime Junkie is my favorite crime podcast. Check it out. I love them so much. And I'll be, like, listening to, like, an axe murder or, like murder of a Girl Scout troop in Arizona, like, and, like, the dirty, like, the gritty details of it, like, while I'm just sitting at work, like, typing away at L'Oreal, like, you know, marketing, whatever. And, like, people, like, will come up behind me, like, a little, and I'm, like, I jump. I'm, like, oh, my God.
Because it's, like, out of, like, a suspenseful part, and you're, like, ah!
So I'm listening to podcasts, like, all day, every day.
That is so funny.
I love it.
Well, I'm not going to out my friend, but I do have a friend that works in an office right now for an internship, and have you heard of Call Her Daddy?
Of course.
She was, like, I feel so weird. Like, she listens to it in the office, and she always gets so nervous that someone's going to hear because they say some intense things.
So I listen to that, too, or, like, just various ones like that on Spotify, and I always get nervous that people are going to see. You know how you can see?
Oh, yeah. I listen on Apple Podcasts a lot for some reason.
Yeah, because you can, like, see what people are listening to on Spotify. Oh, do you hear this, awkward. Like, the honking?
It's the sounds of New York City.
This is the sounds of New York. Like, I
love it in your podcast when it's like, oh, sorry, just New York. I'm like, oh,
I get so
cool.
I'm like nervous. I live on a very like busy street now, and like people are like angsty here. Like they get
mad. Hold the horns down here.
I'm like, we get it. Like, we get it. Like,
I counted 10 seconds one time. I was like, that's ridiculous.
There's like no rules here. Yeah. Like at 2 a.m, I'll wake up in the middle of the night to like a horn. Like,
yes. Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm honestly, I've become like much heavier sleeper living in the city.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. So, okay. So let's chat a little bit about all that. So you went to school at Elon.
Yes.
What is your mascot at Elon? Or what do you say? Go Phoenix.
Yeah. We were the fighting Christians.
Really?
Yes, that was like up until like the 90s or so. And then maybe it was early. I don't really know the full like story, part of the campus burned down. Oh. Like was I don't know what happened, like some sort of electrical fire or something. No. And they rebuilt it, rose from the ashes, and Phoenix they rise from the ashes, so that's why they changed the mascot. Yeah.
Okay, that's actually
cool. We were the Phoenix.
So is that the plural? Is it, like, you wouldn't say Phoenix. Go Phoenixes?
No. Go Phoenix.
Go Phoenix, that's just it.
Yep, Rising Phoenix.
Rising
Weekend,
Phoenix.
That's what it's called, like, when the new kids come.
Oh, like, orientation?
Yeah,
oh.
Rising Phoenix Weekend.
Okay.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
So you went there all 4 years. What was your major?
My major? Well, so I went in with journalism.
Okay.
And then I changed to strategic communications. Then I changed to communication design.
So all similar.
All in my freshman year, yeah. I was a very indecisive freshman. I really didn't know what I just knew I wanted to do something in communications, but like I had absolutely no idea what. Although my parents wanted me to do business, which I kind of regret not taking more business classes, to be honest. But I mean, you do what you gotta do.
No, yeah. So. I went in. My dad was very like, you should be in the business school. And I was like, oh, like.
I feel like every dad says that.
It's a dad thing. It's definitely a dad thing. It's like a safe kind of major to go into because it's like there's so many different routes you can take. But I think both you and I are more creative people. So, like, I started as a business major and I was like, I just can't. I need some creation up in here.
It's one of those things where it's like you think it might be like good in the long term, but like also like if you're not happy, like is it that good? You know?
Yeah. Exactly. I completely agree. So you were set with your major freshman year though.
Freshman year, like freshman
at the end of it.
Spring, yeah, like after recruitment. Because we do rush in the spring. Like, after I was, like, in Zeta, like, whatever.
Woo!
I was like, okay, like, I feel like parts of my life are coming together. I'm going to solidify my major. And I chose communication design. And it was a new major at the time, so there wasn't, like, many benchmarks, like, of people to compare myself to, or, like, you know, people that I no one had actually graduated from the program yet when I was a freshman, so I was, like, kind of just hoping that it would work out.
So what kind of classes do you take in communication design?
So it's basically, there's like, many branches of the communication school at Elon, but communication design is, like, mostly graphic design, or, like, very... Yeah, and, like, internet stuff, digital stuff. I'm like, okay, this sounds like
speaking
my language. Yeah. So it was, like, it was just perfect for me. Like,
oh, okay.
Just perfect.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think that's good for people to hear, because I know a lot of people, like, is it bad that I don't know what I want to do, or I know what I want to do, but not exactly, or what my major is? Like, you changed your major 3 times or 2 times?
Like, I didn't change it, but I, like...
Changed your mind.
I changed my... In my head. Like, my classes were a little different, yeah. I mean, my sister goes to South Carolina. She's a freshman, and she just changed her major, like, drastically. She was going to be, like, biochem and do some sort of doctor program. And she decided she hated it. She would, like, come home from class, like, crying. So then she switched to education, and she's, like, so happy.
Aww,
like, wants to teach kids. And, like,
I mean,
luckily, like, with the program she was in before, like, a lot of her credits transfer. And, I mean, it's so normal. Like, I was telling her, like, it's just so normal to change your mind. And, like, you shouldn't feel like... you're so rooted in one thing, because that's what college is all about.
Yeah.
Like, you have 4 years to, like, you know, mess around and figure out
what you're all about. College is such a weird time.
It's so weird. It's, like, it's just constant, like, it's a roller coaster.
There's just so many different things you're finding out about yourself.
Yeah.
Other people, living with other people.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. And so, as I said in the intro, Katie also does YouTube. That's how we met. Yes. I was telling, because we went to dinner with Margot the other night, us three. And before or after, I don't know, at one point, Margo was like, so when did you meet Katie? And I was like, well, I was watching Katie's videos before we even knew each other.
Yeah.
Like, I watched, I don't know how old I was. I couldn't, like, reference. But it was when, like, it was, like, the IMAT squad. I need to find it for comic reasons of, like, when I went up to you and your group of friends took a photo with you guys.
Yes. Yep.
Like, it was, like, I think it was, like, you and Caitlin and BeautyBaby44, like, the old usernames.
Oh, my gosh. BeautyBaby44. Living like Lindsay now, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so funny. Back to, like, the early days of YouTube. First of all, International
OG
Makeup
YouTube.
Artist Trade Show, IMATS, is where we all would, like, meet up. And IMATS, like, the actual convention, like, still happens. They do not let influencer or, like, whatever. We didn't even call ourselves influencers, but, like, they don't even, like, let people like us go anymore.
It's crazy.
Literally had no real interest in makeup, or, like, really, at the time.
But,
like,
me neither.
That was where we met up. And now, like, you know,
BeautyCon was basically invented because of that.
BeautyCon was the best idea. Like, whoever
invented that.
And now, I mean, I work at L'Oreal now, and we're going with L'Oreal, and I'm like, this is, like, literally full circle. Like, I had a meetup at BeautyCon, like I don't know,
five
years ago, and, like, now I'm going, like, with my brand that I work for. It's, like, really crazy.
The world is just crazy, but I can't remember when the first time, because then I remember, who knows when, I somehow, you commented on something of my, I don't know how, but all of a sudden we became friends, and I was like, Danielle, like, 5 years ago, would be freaking out right now.
I don't even really remember how I, like, found you.
I don't
It's just,
either.
It's all just, like, a matter of, like, you watch someone's video, and then, like, someone has you in their video, and then you're, like, just creeping around. It's, like, when you fall into, like, a black hole of Instagram, and you're, like, clicking on people's usernames, and just, like, scrolling and clicking and clicking, and then you end up, like, on their great aunt's page, and you're, like, how did I end up here? Yeah, that's, like, probably how I found
you. I think that's probably what it was. Later, I need to go and, like, look at our DMs and see, like, what the first thing was.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know. But it is crazy. Either way. So, I had a YouTube at the time when Katie was doing it, but I was just very low-key and, like, was not at any sort of level. So,
and now look at you. Look at you now. It's incredible.
It's just so fun, and I'm just so... Oh, my gosh. My screen's just going black. Sorry, guys. Just need to make sure. I was telling Katie, I just got a new MacBook, and I just, like, get really freaked out because there's not as all these, like, outputs and inputs.
No, we've decided we hate the new MacBook.
Yeah.
Like, we hate the little ports on the sides. I'm sure everyone can relate. Like, it's... Come on, Mac.
Like, why am I having to get a dang adapter?
They're reinventing the wheel here.
It's just not okay.
Hey, guys. So, I'm just going to pop in and talk to you guys a little bit about Third Love. I have been loving wearing my Third Love bra. I'm actually wearing it right now. I wore it to work today, you guys. I know this is a little TMI, but I'm seriously obsessed. So basically, you go on Third Love. They use data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for the perfect fit and premium feel. They actually have more sizes than most other brands because they offer 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes, which is great because you just go online, you take the quiz, try it on at home so you don't have to like go to the store, try it on in fitting rooms. That's literally the worst. Do online shopping. It's definitely the move, you guys. So the Fit Finder quiz, over 12 million women have actually taken the quiz to date. It's actually pretty fun. It takes less than a minute. So for all of us busy gals, gotta do it. These bras have a 100% fit guarantee, you guys. You have 60 days to wear it and put it to the test. How awesome is that? And if you don't love it, you can return it. And I love this. Third Love will actually wash it and donate it to a woman in need. How incredible is that? You guys, like I said, I wore the bra today. Super comfy. It's not like that wire that like digs into your skin or whatever. And the straps are like super comfy and stuff too. But it actually wears really well under like under clothes too. Because I always find that sometimes when I wear bras, like I'll get like a bra line or like you can totally see it. And let me tell you, this bra was incredible. I just got like their signature t-shirt bra. Incredible. You guys have to check it out. But Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/galsonthego now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. Once again, that's thirdlove.com/galsonthego for 15% off today. Check it out, you guys.
So Katie went to Elon and it was really fun like watching your experience because you went into college when I was still in high school, and so you were doing YouTube and college at the same time, that whole vibe, being in a sorority and everything. Did you find that, like, having a YouTube, like, affected the sorority in it, of it all, like, going through recruitment? People always ask me that, so I was just curious to hear because people are about to go into recruitment, and everyone just always wants to talk about stuff like that.
No, I mean, so... Yeah, I mean, the thing about Elon is we rush in the spring. So that's nice. People didn't really have a chance. Well, people, like, did have a chance, rather, to, like, really creep on me, like, and figure out who I was. Like, when you rush in the fall, I mean, people still do creep, like, they're older girls, you know, do it. All the methods, like, the summer, you know, creep it on the Facebook and Instagram pages, whatever. My sister's doing that right now for her sorority, and... So people, like, I mean, we didn't have that experience, so I was quite literally meeting sorority girls, like, out and such, and, like, word was traveling, like, because, I mean, like you said, I kind of asked for it, like, I was sitting in my dorm room recording videos, like, kicking out my roommate, like, once a week, and, I mean, my like, mentality, because in high school, to be honest, like, I really didn't have much of a social life, because I was bullied in high school, like, relentlessly, so I built my, you know, my presence on YouTube and my platform on there, like, you know, through high school, and I had this routine down. I filmed every week. I posted every Friday. Like, I was so good at it, and that was, like, my main goal for life. Like, my main thing I was doing besides, like, being with my family and, like, my few friends I had.
Yeah.
So when I got to college, I was like, that's not changing. Like, I'm gonna do this, and, like, it definitely became, like, I mean, I'm sure you're gonna get to this in your next question for me, but, like, it's a lot to, like, balance and handle, but, like, I made a point to, like, always be posting, and, like, that was when Instagram was starting to grow. It still wasn't as big as it is now, and so people, you know, at Elon just slowly, like, through the grapevine were hearing about me, or they followed me before, and, like, they were, like, creepy about it. I mean, some of them are, like, now my friends.
No, isn't that,
like,
weird?
I'm like, you, like, watched me, and then, like, we were in, like, the same sorority or, like, whatever, but, like, there was definitely, like, I definitely was treated differently during Rush because of the YouTube.
Yeah. Naturally, because there's
I mean, it was aura nice, but it was also, like, other girls, like, resented me for it.
Yeah,
like,
it's one or the other.
I'm like, what do you want me to do?
I know, I know.
I just want to be in a sorority.
I know. I just want to be a normal girl. I always call it, like, Hannah Montana life. Like, you want to, like, be a student.
It feels
and,
like
also do your own thing. But, like,
I want the best of both worlds.
Yeah. You get the best.
I would belt it out right now.
I know. I mean, I could break out into song.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, always love talking about stuff like that because it is very interesting. Yeah. And, like, I feel like, I mean, obviously, like, I'm still in college, but our lives are pretty parallel in the sense of just, like, balancing, like, two different things at a time. Mm-hmm. So now Katie works for L'Oreal, like we were talking about. And now you have a big girl job. Big girl job. That's what I love to call it. And you're living in a city. You live alone. Uh-huh. This is something, well, Brooke currently lives alone. I lived alone last year.
Yeah, Brooke and I are, like, kind of one and the same right now, but I'm just a year ahead of her.
that's really true. Brooke, Katie and I were talking before I turned the microphone on. We're like, Brooke's, like, in her freshman year of college right now. Like, she's just, like, having fun
I like, I remember, like, I mean, our jobs are very different. Yeah, but I just remember, like, the fresh, like, new days of being in a new job. And it's just, like, it's such, like, a shock, honestly.
Oh,
that's the best way I can put it. It's, like, you go from... you know, college, which is like, it's pretty structured, but you also do have like your classes and then like time to go to Whole Foods at like 12 in the afternoon. Yeah. And I just like, you know, your structure is so much different, but you're also like studying and like, you know, doing things like that. But like where, when I come home from work, like I'm like done.
So you don't have to do anything.
I get back. Like little, like maybe like
for work.
One, yeah. But when I get home from like, when I get home from work, it's usually like, I am done with work for the day. And like people, like, we do not, we take that very seriously at L'Oreal. Like, work-life balance is important. Good. I mean, a lot of people at L'Oreal do have families, like kids and,
wow.
You know, so like that makes more sense for them. But for me, I have, my baby is my podcast and my YouTube channel, and I have
Instagram.
I gotta take care of my kids when I get home. You know? So, I mean, I fully, yeah. So, but like that's where it's different. So it's like, when you adjust to like post-grad, it's like a shock that you're like, you literally are putting all of this time during the day into something that like, your 4 years prepared you for, but like didn't really prepare you, because you're like, I mean, it's for me, different. I was like, a lot of this stuff I was never taught. Like,
no.
How am I supposed to learn this just by doing?
It's crazy. Well, a lot of people submitted questions about living alone, balancing work life, and I don't want you to have to get like super into it.
Yeah.
But with a 9-to-5, do you have like a specific morning routine? Like, what times of the day do you dedicate to certain things?
Yeah, of course. So I wake up every day at 7, roughly.
Take us through a life.
Okay,
of Katie,
we're
Bilotti.
Gonna go day to day. So we're starting on Monday. Like, usually Monday, whatever.
Yeah.
Monday. First day of the week, most difficult day of the week, because like Sundays, I usually try to pack in as much as I can, so I'm like, usually tired. But Monday morning, wake up at 7. I have to be at work in the summertime at 8:30.
Oh, it changes in the summer?
Yes, because we get out at 1:30 on Fridays. So
it makes
summer
Fridays
sense.
Is like a thing here.
Oh, it's a thing. I mean, at L'Oreal, you can choose to either get out at 1:30 every single Friday or have every other Friday off, but have to work till 5 on the Fridays that you are in the office.
So okay.
I chose doing every Friday at 1:30 just because my friends don't really have summer Fridays, so I don't really need to have a day off. Yeah, because if we're going to go on a weekend trip or something, we're not going to leave until after, you know, 4.
Yeah,
anyway.
Makes sense.
And it works for me. I like having, like, a pretty structured week-to-week, like, whatever. So today I'm technically out now because it's Friday and it's 3 o'clock. So
woo!
Like, but I have a few other things I need to do.
Yeah,
it just depends on when the work gets done. I wake up at 7, get to work. I, like, leave. I need a solid hour in the morning to just either, not even just to get ready, but just, like, mentally prepare myself for the day.
I completely get that.
Make sure I, like, have everything. Like, my biggest fear is I'm going to walk out the door without my laptop or something. Or I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
the horror.
Like, literally. So, I just need to prepare myself. I walk to the subway at, like, 8, because it takes about a half an hour to, like, transit down uptown. That's where I'm going now, because I used to live uptown, but now I live downtown.
Oh,
so.
That probably was confusing at first, like taking the train.
Oh my gosh, but going uptown. It's so great. So I leave at 8, get to the office at 8:30, you know, do my day-to-day stuff. I mean, I will say L'Oreal is very great because, like, I feel like at any point if I need to, like, check an email for YouTube or Instagram or, like, whatever, or my other stuff, like, I feel like I can do that, like, at L'Oreal.
That's cool.
Like, as long as I get everything done. Like, people will take calls, like, you know, with their kid's principal or, like, you know, things like that. It's, like, there's a very great work-life balance at L'Oreal.
And they
fully support my you know, YouTube and Instagram and just the influencership that I, you know, have. So, like, I just feel fully supported. So, like, 8:30 to 6, I'm in the office.
And I'm getting specific, but, like, lunch. Do you go off? Do you stay? Do you bring a lunch? I'm always so curious.
Yeah, so you can. There's no, like, we technically have an hour for lunch. Like, that's built into
it. So whatever you want to do with it.
But no one takes a lunch, really. Like, unless I'm with a client, no. Because, you know, we have so much work that it's like, if you want to get out at 6, you just like don't, you work through lunch. So, but what we'll do is like, we'll as a team go grab lunch upstairs and bring it down and sit in like the conference room, and like it's like a night. I don't find it like weird.
Yeah,
it's like perfectly apparently normal.
So you guys have like a cafeteria?
It's like a working
lunch building?
yeah we have a cafe upstairs, but we also, because now, so I work at Hudson Yards, which if you're ever in New York, it's
such
like
a nice
it's
area.
The nicest area. There's like a brand new mall. It's like the most
beautiful spot.
I want to
go there.
You should. Oh my god, you haven't been there.
I know. I also want to do. Is that where the vessel is?
That's
too?
Where the vessel is. I can see the vessel from my desk.
Goodbye.
So, L'Oreal's office is like beautiful. Yeah. So it really doesn't feel weird that I'm like there during lunch, you know? But
yeah, fine.
Yeah, our building's connected to the mall, so there's all those new food options there now too. It's connected. I'll go to like Citarella. There's like, there's like all sorts of things.
You're set.
Yeah, Bluestone Lane over there.
Oh,
everything.
Wow.
So, yeah. I feel very connected. Yeah. If I need to go, like, go get lunch, I can do that. But unless I like have like a plan, like if I like a friend that wants to meet up or something, like,
yeah,
I just like don't.
Yeah, and then you're there till like 5:36.
Till like 5:36, and yeah, I mean if I have like a plan or like somewhere I need to be, I can leave early because yeah, like I'll just work from the cab or wherever I'm going. Yeah, you
look
know,
at you, gal on the go.
Yep, gal on the go. It's me.
That's why you're on here, because you're a gal on the go.
I am very much on the go in the city, but yeah, and then I get home at like 6-ish or whenever, wherever I'm going, I'll go to like dinner with someone or I'll go to like a workout class or like something like that.
Yeah.
And then like the rest of the night just spend doing things like either podcasting or yeah, like planning videos, editing videos, like things like that. Sometimes I'll like rush home and like film a video, but like
yeah,
the lighting is such a challenge.
Oh my gosh, you're probably rushing like
and
against
I'm such,
the sun.
I'm such like a lighting picker about that. I'm like, yeah, I need it, can't be grainy. So Sundays are usually my filming days.
And the sun sets earlier here in the winter too, right?
Yes,
like at like
4:35. Right now it's fine. Like right yeah, now I can
summer,
manage.
It's okay.
But, like, in the winter, good luck. Like, I yeah, bought all this lighting, too, and I just hate how it looks.
It's so... It's
I'm like,
not,
no, I'm not a production.
And your videos are very
specific,
though.
I have, like, an
though,
aesthetic. I have, yeah, like, this warm aesthetic to all of my videos. And so, like, I just can't have that.
Yeah, I completely understand. Yeah. One thing I also really admire about Katie and something that I relate to her, you're really into me time, mm, which is very important. Like, mm-hmm, I really admire you for that because I feel like with everything you do still find me time while having a social life,
yeah,
doing work. Like, yeah, when is your favorite time? Is it, like, nighttime or on the weekends? Like, do you ever take, like, a day to yourself or is that, like, Sundays?
Of course.
Or, like...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, L'Oreal's great with, like, you know, with work-life balance. So they'll let us... I mean, I'm working from home today, which is really nice.
Yeah, wait, how did that work?
So,
did
I mean,
you request
you
that?
Just kind of... Yeah, I just work with my boss and, like, you know, sometimes... So, to put it into perspective, I worked a little overtime a couple of weeks ago. And
okay,
so she was like, just take a work-from-home day one of these Fridays, just, like, make up for that. So, like, technically, I was still working this morning, like, taking calls and stuff,
yeah,
but just, like, from my bed in my pajamas, which is
lit.
Really great. But, like, for, to answer your question about me time, like, it really depends. It almost just happens when I, like, feel like I'm at my low, like, low,
when
I'm,
when
like,
you
freaking
need it
out. Yeah, to put it simply, like, when I'm, like, just overwhelmed and, like, feel like I'm gonna, like, explode, I'm like, all right, I'm putting my phone as far away from me as possible, and I'm taking an hour.
Good
I'm putting a timer on, hour to just, like, do a face mask, watch a show, things like that. I mean,
mindless.
Sundays are a lot of me time just because
yeah,
all my shows are on Sundays.
Oh, so you watch live shows? Like, things
yeah,
that are on TV? Really?
Well, I watch it. I don't have cable. Because I use, like, Hulu Live and, like, Amazon Prime Live, but I'll watch, like, Big Little Lies and Euphoria, which I told you to watch.
Okay, Margo, it's become Margo and I's thing now.
Okay, I'm happy.
Katie told us to watch it the other day, so that night when we went to dinner, we went home yeah, and watched the first episode, and then the next night, well, we didn't end up doing because we were so tired, but we were like, let's watch the second episode tonight. It's, like, become
yeah,
our thing as
yeah,
roommates. But no, I'm gonna continue to
it's
watch it.
It's a very eye-opening show, like I told
yeah,
you.
No, I'm so glad you told me to watch it.
It's like, it really tackles a lot of issues that I feel like no shows really tackle. And
it makes you respect a lot of
yeah,
things,
yeah,
understand things more because.
Yeah.
I live in a bubble, like, 100%, mm-hmm, and I think sometimes it's really good to break that cultural bubble, and that show definitely does it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but that's like my version of me time. I'd
yeah,
say.
I like mm-hmm, it. No, I think you've got a pretty well balanced life for yourself.
Yes, I try. I mean, it's like, to be honest, I think I portray myself as being more balanced than
don't
I am.
Don't we all? Though?
But like, don't we all? I just want to like let everyone know that. Like, I think that there's certainly weeks where I get like I don't get everything done.
Yeah,
and I resent myself for that, but like mm-hmm, also you realize like you only have so many hours in the day,
yeah,
and you can't beat yourself up. I think you said something. Someone said something about like you have the same amount of hours in a day as like Beyonce.
Yeah,
like,
I've said that a thousand times.
Yeah. Like
yeah,
it's true. Like I mean, yes, like you are a girl boss and you can like get anything. You can do anything you can set your mind to. But like you also need to be realistic
yeah,
about what's gonna push you to your breaking point and like.
Mental
pulling
health.
Back. Yeah, saying you can't, like, canceling plans sometimes. Like,
saying
it's
no. You're
be
really
okay.
good about saying no.
I'm so good at that now. And, like, especially.
It's important. I can't express
yeah,
that enough. So many people are so bad at
you
that.
You have to, I mean, I know, like, you have to know also it's not going to, like, break someone's heart if you say no to them. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're going to get over it. It's going to be okay. If
yeah,
it's going to, like, pushed you, like I said, to your breaking point, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's like, not worth it. Then the next time you see them, you'll be, like, completely recharged. I always just say, like, I need to recharge. Or, like, I just, like, if you're not going to be, like, enjoyable with that person, you're wasting both of your time.
Right. And it, if you're just, if it's going to affect the next day for you, like, I, especially at L'Oreal, like, with my 9-to-5, like, I know when I, like, can't do something. Like, if I have a shoot the next day, I just know I need to, like, be in bed by 10. Yeah. Like, you know, and living alone makes it really easy, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, even when, like, when I had roommates and stuff, I, like, would, like, be home, like, trying to be productive, and they would, like, be like, come watch this with me, or, like, let's do this. And, like, as much as I loved, like, having roommates, and there's moments where I miss having roommates.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it's just so much easier for me to be productive when I'm here by myself.
No, because one can just be like, Katie, Katie.
Yeah, and you guys, like, can't see this now, but, like, in my apartment, like, I'm always looking at my computer and my microphone is just sitting on my desk, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I should be doing something. Yeah. So it makes it easier.
Hey, guys. So interrupting again, but this time we are introducing a brand new sponsor to the show. I am so excited about this one. We're talking about LaCroix. LaCroix Sparkling Water was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist because it's zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. The innocence of naturally essenced LaCroix has propelled it to America's top-selling branded domestic sparkling water. I'm sure you guys have seen their iconic branding, the colorful cans. LaCroix is actually made with flavor ingredients that have been certified as natural. All of them are non-GMO, and they have, like, those official, like, non-GMO certifications. LaCroix was actually one of the first brands to obtain cans without BPA-based liners. LaCroix produces all of their products in their own facilities to have direct control of their process. It's just, like, honestly, you guys, this drink, everyone at work is obsessed with it, and they've gotten me hooked too. I love it. It gives, like, a little bit of a twist to your day. If you struggle with drinking water, if you want something, you know, a little more fun, a little carbonated, check out LaCroix. I think you guys will be absolutely obsessed. Also, all of their product labels are changing to comply with the new federal regulations. So it's just super easy to read. But you also, like, you know, you can treat yourself guilt-free. Honestly, it's just something fun to have. If you work in any sort of office setting, you got to have it at your desk. Sip on it while you're doing your work. You guys are going to love it. But also just add a little twist to your day. So if you're looking for more information, you can join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water, or check them out at LaCroixWater.com. We love that.
Well, another thing people want to know, so you obviously live in New York City. So how long have you lived here now? Two years?
No, not a year.
A year.
I've lived here. So I did, like, a couple internship situations.
Yeah, I guess I was just...
So, like, summers I was here, which is what made me realize I wanted to move here. I mean, we talked about this the other night. Like, I've always just
been a thing, but you never had it actually confirmed and actually did it.
Yeah, so I've been confirmed living in New York City for a year and 1 month-ish.
Woo!
I've been at L'Oreal a year and 1 month, too. So.
Okay, so that's how you count it.
Yes.
So what's your favorite and least favorite thing about living in the city? Could think about that.
Yeah, my favorite thing, easily, is that just, like, things are, like, if you want a slice of pizza at, like, 7 a.m., like, you can find somewhere that's open. Like, the city truly, like, as everyone says, does not sleep. And there is, like, just so many, like, options for things. You never get bored. You're never going to go to the same place twice, or you don't have to.
You don't have to.
It's really great. It doesn't get repetitive, which is great. Some people love that. Some people don't like that. Some people love their routine and, like, you know, don't like the unpredictability of things.
Yeah.
But I like it. It makes time, like, fly, but, like, also, I don't know. I just think
it's exciting.
It's exciting. It's very exciting. And then I think my least favorite thing is just, I guess, kind of the hustle of it all. Like, it almost kind of makes you feel like if you're not doing something every 5 seconds, that like that something's wrong with you, or
like so much is going on out
there.
Yeah,
like if I wanted to, like you said, like with me time, like taking me time, like I almost kind of feel guilty sometimes. Or like if I'm feeling like unproductive or hungover or like anything like that, and I'm walking outside like with everyone else like rushing around like doing things, I'm like, I feel so like inferior.
I completely get
that. So yeah, I feel like, I mean, New York, like, really, like, glorifies hustle, and I don't know. Like, you always feel like you need to be doing something.
No, I know, and I'm only here for, like, a week and a half. It was supposed to be 2 weeks, but now it's just a week and a half, and, I mean, you know, if you go on, like, on a weekend trip, you go, like, whatever. But, I mean, I think if you're somewhere, like, longer than a week, I'm, like, I had to convince myself that yesterday, I went back to the apartment for an hour. Margo was out doing something, and I watched an episode of The Bachelor. I needed it. I needed to, like, just not talk to anyone, just watch Bachelorette and just whatever. But I, like, literally on the back of my mind was like, there's so much going on out there. There's people I've been wanting to see while I'm here. And it is definitely a balance. So I could totally agree with that. I completely understand.
Well, I think when you, like, when you focus on, like you said, like, spending a lot of time with other people or, like, you know, doing all these things, you almost kind of lose yourself in the process of all of that. Like, you need to, like, to spend time with yourself and remind yourself, like, who you are sometimes. Yeah. Like, not to get all, like, sappy about it.
No, yes!
But, like, I feel like right now, like, because I've known when to say no and, like, I've got, I'm not perfect, but I've gotten better at it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm slowly, like, figuring out more of, like, who I am. Because in college, I feel like I kind of lost myself a little bit here and there. Just, like, kind of realized, you know, when I was graduating, like, yes, it was, like, the best 4 years ever, and, like, I learned a lot and, like, whatever, but I also feel like I need to, like, figure out who I am now that I'm, like, on my own and I'm, like, you know, doing my own thing.
Yeah, so, I recently had a moment just like that where I was stressed. All my friends were back in Athens for, like, a weekend, and I had just gotten here, and I was, like, having FOMO, and I tweeted. I was, like, never lose sight of who you are because I'm in my favorite city ever. I'm, like, it's so important to remember who you are, what makes you happy. Like, there's a reason you're supposed to be where you are, and, like, you just can't feel guilty or feel like you need to be somewhere else. Yeah. Like, it's so important. So hearing that was confirmation. I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy. I mean, FOMO's a real thing. Like,
I don't get it a lot either, but that was...
You feel like you just wish there was, like, seven of you so you can, like, be in seven places at once, you know?
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. But whatever. So... The next thing that a lot of people have asked, I want to know, I want to hear the tea. The difference between dating in college and dating in New York City. Oh, wow. And what do you like, what do you don't like? Like, let's just chat. Yeah. Because obviously it's two different vibes. Do you have one that you like better?
Like, dating in college. Yeah, like, I almost said high school.
Not dating. Like, you don't really date in college, just let's be real.
Like dealing with the opposite sex.
Dealing with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
In... a college environment versus in a city, like a big city. Okay. I'm just curious.
Romance in college versus romance in the real world.
Yeah, a lot of people asked about just boys.
Oh my God. Well, that's like my brand, I guess.
Yeah,
I didn't mean for that to be my brand. And then I did one video about it.
I'll never forget when that dropped.
And everyone was like, and I did the one about sex in college. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Everyone freaked out. And I was like, wait, I kind of like
it. It's important to talk about, and you're brave to do it. No,
I know. There's always people that are going to be, like, you know, mean about it. Yeah. But then there's more people that benefit from it. And I feel like it's one of those taboo subjects that people are nervous to talk about. Because they don't, like, not that they don't really want to be judged, but they also just don't want people to, like, see them differently. And, that's obviously not one of, like, my main priorities. But I do know a thing or two about...
I wouldn't call your brand boys, but you do give good advice about it, and you say what everyone's thinking, and sometimes it's nice for other people to hear it, because sometimes they feel crazy. Yeah, so that's why I like listening to it.
If I'm the one that's judged, like, so be it.
There you go.
I think the ambulance going by.
Oh, yeah. Pause, please, for the city sounds of New York City. I was telling Katie, like, there's never accidents here, and if it is, it's like a little fender bender, I guess, because it's just everyone's driving pretty slow.
No, yeah. Seriously, with traffic, it's, like, slow moving.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I think we're good. I always have to stop my videos in my pod. I'm like, oh, come on. But then it's good because I, like, recharge my, like, brain. I'm like,
What was
I talking about again? Do I sound like an idiot? Atlanta.
Oh, my Atlanta. Okay. It's all good. It's ASMR, hopefully. ASMR. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
Do you guys like this city sound?
Yeah.
Okay, but to answer your question about, like, okay, the differences in, like, dating.
Like, I know you're treated. I don't know how to explain
it. As a whole.
Whatever you want to chat about.
There are so many differences because, I mean, this is, like, personal, obviously, because not everyone goes to Elon University.
Yeah,
but
in my experience
at Elon, I mean, I dealt with a lot of boys at Elon, of course. I mean, there's the funny thing about Elon is there's a higher ratio, like a higher amount of girls, like more girls than boys by, like, so it's 60-40. Wow. But what it doesn't feel like, so 60% girls and 40% guys, but it doesn't feel like that, to be honest. Like, it really doesn't feel Also, because a lot of them are, like, athletes or, like, in theater, and I don't really, like, I didn't really cross paths with a lot of them because they had their own schedules and whatever, but anyway, so that, just to put in perspective, there's a lot less guys, which was stressful because then, like, the guys kind of got these, like, big egos because if, like, one girl wouldn't put out or didn't give them what they wanted, they would find her exact carbon copy, and you know what I mean? Yeah, because there's so many girls at Elon. But anyway, it honestly, like, gave me a good perspective on things and, like, I, whatever. But not to say, like, I didn't, like, you know, fall victim to it a few times.
No, of course.
But, you know, I did, I mean, to be honest, the guys at Elon, like, there were some bad eggs, some good eggs. Yeah. I was actually a fraternity sweetheart, so.
I know, I love that.
My junior, or not, well, not rushed, but I do. I campaigned. I started campaigning. It's like such a thing at Elon.
I don't think
in
it
the
is
South, like, really, okay, because that's surprising.
We do have sweethearts. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen them on the guys, like, what's the thing that they have on the wall with all the photos?
The composites.
Composites, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Blank mind. And I do see, like, sweethearts, but I've never, like, heard of, no one I know has, like, been there.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of schools in the South, like, they'll do, like, it's, like, the girlfriend of, like, the president or something like that.
Or, like, the one that's
for
always
me,
there.
Yeah, for, at Elon, it was just, like, the best friend. Or, like, the girl that, like, is an honorary member of the fraternity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've known, like, I knew the guys, it was Lambda Chi Alpha was my group of guys, and I'd known them since freshman year, and so they were, like, my closest friends. So the great thing about college is, like, you know, I fostered these friendships, but then I also, like, had, like, you know, relationships along the way. Whatever. Anyway, but to put it simply, like, I think, you know, college really glorified, like, hookup culture and things like that, and it just became something where it was so casual. And I talked about this in an episode, like, I don't know when, but, like, I did a whole episode on College Guys. It's called College Guys.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you, next. If you guys like this little chat,
seriously,
go listen to that episode. Because I told a lot of stories on that one about, like, specific stories. But, you know, I feel like within, like, the hookup culture, it was almost like you would okay. There was, like, little things where, you know, my friends would be, like, into guys, or, like, I would be into guys, and they would be like, oh my gosh, he treats me so well. I'm like, okay, well, what does he do? And she's like, oh, like, he, you know, saw I got a haircut and said it looked nice. I'm like, oh, that's what we're glorifying
that's
here?
That's where we're at now?
Like, I know. We went from the days of, like, you know, chivalry.
Brought you flowers or
right?
literally anything.
Like, literally, like, just more, oh, he noticed I got a haircut. I mean, it's the little
things.
I can
believe that, though.
But, like, I feel like in college, I can speak personally. I literally, like, I took little breadcrumbs, like, little things, and
take
I turned
get,
them into,
yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is love, because, you know, like, we give guys too much credit, I think, for, like, doing the bare minimum in college.
Yeah.
That's how I saw it. And now that I'm, you know, looking at it from a post-grad angle, like, in the city, I go on, like, real dates, like, thoughtful dates.
Aww.
To, like, you know, fun. Like I said, there's so many places in the city that you can go to. Like, you don't go to the same place twice if you,
so
you
much
don't
to
want
do.
To. So there's, like, I've been to, like, fun, like, comedy show dates.
Really?
Like,
that's so
yeah,
fun.
Like Mexican, like, to, you know, like, going
yeah,
to, like,
yeah, yeah.
Mexican food, like, things like that. I mean, not to say Mexican food's probably the best date place, but, like, we'll get drinks.
Like, no, yeah, it's like a
I
fun.
I think the best, you know, dates I've been on have just been, like drinks or just very casual post-work
yes.
situations.
Like, drinks after work.
And the big thing that I just need to, like, stop, like, I need to, like, stop talking myself out of doing that, because I always have so much fun, but, like I always, like,
don't want
to
be vulnerable.
I don't know.
Or...
And I also am like, do I have time for this? Because, like, in college, like, I was like, you know, it's part of college, and also, like, I did have time, and also my friends and I just, like, I mean, I hate to say it. It's just a big part of...
Yeah.
Like, who's inviting you to the date party on Friday?
Oh, my gosh. Like,
who are you taking to formal?
Yes!
Yeah, it was such a big part of the culture.
Like, when you find out another fraternity's having, like, a date party, we call them date nights, and you're like, oh, my God, is he going to ask me?
Like, oh, my... And there's so much stress about that. And it was, like, there was, like, drama about it, because...
There's more focus on it.
You know, at Elon, there's so many more girls, so you're... Like, chances that you're stealing someone's man are pretty high. It's like, oh, come on. So, like, but now that we're in such a bigger dating pool here, it's... There's so many more options. Like, it's all just a matter of, like, convincing yourself to go on the dates. Because I feel like in college, I didn't really go on many dates.
Yeah, no, I...
Like, I went to date parties.
Yeah,
but, like,
right? So many
really
of those.
Go to dates. And we'd, like, go, I don't know, like, at the bar, he would buy me a drink, but, like, my friends were all there. It, you know?
It's
but now
so
it's more like, oh, you kind of psych yourself out and, like, hyper... You're like, oh, my gosh. Like, I always call my friends before I go on a date, and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Tell me I'm pretty.
Like, please, like,
hype
me up.
Hype me up, because I'm about to... Yeah.
So I'm going to pause what Katie is saying. She's saying some amazing stuff, you guys, so I'll be quick. But I want to talk to you today about the Real Real. You can actually own iconic luxury items at unreal values with the Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers. I know Danielle is absolutely obsessed with them, you guys, and she is kind of getting me hooked too. She dragged me into the store in LA, and I was like, what is this? And we checked it out, you guys. It is like an amazing designer warehouse, basically, and everything is in such incredible condition. I was actually genuinely mind blown. You can shop from designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and Cartier, hundreds more, up to 90% off retail. New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by the Real Real's team of experts, so you know that it's going to be legit. In fact, Real Real actually employs over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who are going to inspect these items, which is incredible. They're going to ensure that every item is 100% authentic. Okay, we love that. So you can actually shop online or visit one of their original stores in Soho, West Hollywood, or their newest location at 870 Madison Ave, New York. Or you can visit some of their vintage consignment offices and some other places. How fun is that? In-store new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Like I said, you guys, the store is super cool. If you get a chance to swing by one of them or just check it out online, you could actually get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's the realreal.com promo code REAL for 20% off select items. Thanks to the Real Real for partnering up with us today. That's super exciting.
No, and they've been super fun. Nothing's really come of it because I for a while was saying I'm just still getting the hang of things here, and I still think I am, even a year in. Like, I don't know if I see myself dating it, like being in a relationship with someone.
That's what you just said to me the other day, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, that's when it always happens.
I was just going to say,
you know, when you don't, when you're not looking for anything. So I don't know if maybe I'm subconsciously looking and I just don't know it. Like, I don't know. But as of right now, I'm just coasting.
I think that's the best mindset too. The way I met my boyfriend, I've said this 1,000 times. I went out with my friends. I didn't want to talk to boys. I was like, I hate boys tonight.
I remember when you told me that.
I did.
I remember.
Oh yeah, Katie. I came to New York right after I met him. And
you were like, okay, you were like so like smug about it. You're like, wait, like... So I have something to tell you.
I was because you're like, I wanted to tell you so bad. I'm so proud of
and
myself.
I was like, okay, lay it on me. Tell me.
I was like so nervous. And I was like, when we just met. This is the thing about podcasts. See, I'm saying this because I'm like, oh, it's a podcast. But it's just like so weird. But I remember that night he came up to me. It was like the littlest thing. You know, he just said hi. But like guys don't always just come and ask you your name all the
that's
time.
That's like actually huge.
That was a big one. And then like he actually asked me on a date. That was the first date I'd been on in college. So.
Yeah.
But it is just like crazy. That's real. It's truly when you're just like finally happy with yourself, happy with your life, but it's also annoying because then it's like you don't have time for that. All of a sudden you just like don't want that. Yeah. And that's when they want you. I tell my friends that all the time and they never listen to me.
You're like, darn it, you couldn't have come when I'm like, you know, more ready for this, like, more prepared.
Yes,
I still like that. I like need to be prepared for things, like,
I'm such a planner
and so that's why when like things like that happen,
You're just like, wait, I don't know how
I'm
to
like,
handle
this. I didn't like budget my time for this. Like, I have my next 7 weeks planned out. So
I don't know about you.
I don't know if you're going to fit into my schedule.
Oh, I know. And it gets, what do you do with the whole YouTube thing, dating in New York City? Like, do you bring it up? I guess if they see your Instagram, it's just.
So it's usually, I mean, this is kind of like the sequence of events for me. It's usually like I've been going on a lot of dates with, like, mutual friends.
That's
like
what I heard is a good way to do it.
So not people from Elon, people that my friends from Elon know from home or, like, know from
that
work.
That are in the city?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's more like they'll, like, set me up with people and it'll either go great or not go great.
Oh my God,
but
that's kind of scary.
I've also been on a ton of dating app dates.
Yeah, that's common here, I've noticed.
Yeah, it's huge in New York and it's, like, very normal.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, Tinder, but I have Hinge, Bumble. I don't really use it as much, but I have Hinge and then I have Raya now, which we talked about.
Welcome.
Which is very interesting, but like I've only ever been on Hinge dates and like, I mean, usually they'll like, your Instagram's like on there or they'll like look
you
up
can
my
like
name.
Connect it.
Because I have my first and last name on there, so they'll like go to my, and a lot of them honestly don't mention it.
I love
at
that.
First. And then like, then they'll be like when we're talking like on the app and then when I like, get to the date, they're like, we'll, like, have a nice, like, first, you know, 30 minutes of the day. And then be like, so, do you want to tell me why you have a blue check mark on Instagram?
It's always the blue check mark. Yes! And they always call it the blue check mark. They don't say verified.
No.
They're like, how do you get that blue check mark?
They're like, so, the blue check mark. let's chat. Like, how did that? And I'm like, well, when I was 14 years old, I started a YouTube channel. Yeah. Yeah. And that's how it goes.
I think I forgot that you have the blue check mark too. It definitely helps. It it verifies you.
I really, like, I feel so bad for the people that, like, have probably, like, a lot of people have, like, more followers than me and don't have the blue check mark.
We got lucky. I think we got it around the same time. Yeah. It was like, so did you get a random email? How did you do it? I got a random email.
Oh, I talked my way into it.
Oh, okay. I was just, like, so confused.
It was a BeautyCon. And
it was at me, too. It was
Twitter. Okay. Was there. Oh. No, Twitter and Facebook.
It's Facebook.
Facebook was there. Sorry. You got, I don't know why I just said that. I know that.
Facebook, there's some guy.
Facebook and Instagram had a booth.
Yes.
And my manager and I had been, like, talking about this for, like, months and months. Like, why don't I have a blue check mark? Not that it's the biggest thing in the world, but it was cool. It was trendy. And it's still trendy. But
people
were getting them. And I'm like, oh, why not me?
Yeah.
And so I remember her being like, okay, like, let's go talk to the people at the Facebook, you know, Facebook booth. And so we went up there. And I was like, hi, like, I mean, because at the time, like, I don't want to, like, sound all high and mighty here, but I had people impersonating me. Like, I had people
using
my pictures, and it was really annoying and just, like, felt very invasive. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was just like, I just want people to know when they're searching me that this is me. And at the time, I had a different handle. I had Hello KDX. That was my handle. So it wasn't my first and last name. It wasn't as official. And I felt like people didn't know it was, like, really me.
Yeah.
And so I, like, basically told them that, and they were like, you know, I kind of, like, put on a little, like, I was like, oh, it's just so, it makes me not want to use the app anymore. And they're like, no, don't do that. Like, so they said that they'd put me on the list, and then the next day
that's awesome. I know, I think, I'm glad you said that, because so many people ask me, I'm sure people ask me all the time, like, how can I do that? I'm like, I literally, like,
it just was the right place at the right time.
Right, like, place, right,
honestly,
time.
Honestly, I don't know if I would have ever gotten it, or, like, gotten a year later. Like, it was just literally
I don't think I could get it now.
The right place, right time.
I agree. Oh, wow. Good. Let's what get it. What is going on?
People are so angsty on my street. I don't know what it is.
People are just angsty.
I mean, people
here.
Like, there's also a lot of people like that'll like drive through here from out of town because there's like a parking garage here. So like, the New York City cab drivers do not they don't take that lightly. Let's just say that they're like, you can't drive.
No, I know. I completely get it. Like, it makes sense. Everyone's trying to get somewhere. Everyone's trying to be somewhere.
Everyone's a gal on the go.
I say it far too much. My boyfriend started saying, "I'm a guy on the go." I'm like, oh my god. It's just funny. It's
a brand.
It flows off the tongue. You know, I mean, it just makes sense.
My podcast name is Thick and Thin.
Because you talk about the thick and the thin.
People are like, thick and thin? Like, thick, like, slim, thick? I'm like, no.
It just makes sense.
Thick and thin of life. And then, of course, a week after I started my podcast, like, Lonnie put out a song called Thick and Thin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and my God.
Like, come on. Like, because now when you search on Spotify, Thick and Thin, that's the first thing. I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's frustrating.
Whatever.
It's fine. They saw your stuff.
It's okay.
Like, oh, that's a thick name.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, it's mine is like the ampersand, like the and.
I love it. Is that what it's called? Ampersand?
I think it's
ampersand. Yeah, no, it is. I haven't heard that in a while. Yeah. But it is what it's called.
I love ampersands. I use them in all my emails. Like,
oh, yeah, it's so satisfying. Yeah. I'll do it in captions when I can. Or the YouTube titles.
Yeah, plus. And is just like, come on. So
it's
a basic word now.
Ampersands or plus. Let's do it.
Exactly.
Aw, well. This was so much fun.
I know.
This was a great little chat.
We got a lot of, like, we covered.
That was everything. I told Katie, I was like, we're going to talk about life in New York City. We're going to talk about college. We're going to talk about boys and after
Well, that's like what my podcast, like, I literally, in my beginning, I'm
that's
like,
what you talk
life,
about.
Love, New York City. That's what I talk about. And that's what we talked about.
And thanks again for having me in your apartment. Guys, it is literally, I think I'm in an Anthropology Urban Outfitters
store. It's like Anthropology threw up in here.
Yeah, and it smells like the Anthropology candle. Yeah, do you have Capri
right
Blue
there.
Going?
It's right there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I was like, you're gonna have to kick me out of here. Like, it's so nice. Like, it's just so important to have, like, a really good, like, sanctuary, like, place to, like, recharge.
You gotta, like, be excited to go home.
Yeah.
You know?
It's important.
Like, and, not, like, too
not
excited.
Be messed up.
And, not too excited.
Not too excited.
But, like, excited enough that you're, like, it's your space.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, well, thank you so much for being on this episode. I know a lot of people were really excited about this collaboration.
Thanks for
having
me.
Make sure to check out, plug yourself a little bit. I'll let you.
You guys can check me out. Oh, I feel so nervous. Oh my gosh. You guys can follow me at Katie Bellotti on Instagram and YouTube. If you type Hello Katie, that'll pop up. Hello K-A-T-Y, I will say. My name is spelled with a Y. I'm one of those crazy people.
I like it.
With a Y. And my podcast, you can find it on literally anything, like Spotify, Google Podcast, all the other ones.
Good stuff.
And it's called Thick and, with the ampersand,
Thin. Ampersand.
Thick and Thin. It's that pink. It's like a pink.
It's so beautiful. You can't miss
logo.
It.
Logo. So, yeah. Yeah, check it out.
Check it out, seriously.
I talk about a lot of things. I cover a lot of ground.
Like
I said, the main overarching themes is life, love, New York City, and everything beyond.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for being on the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. And yeah, we'll chat soon.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Bye, guys.
60 seconds. That's how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you could do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar and enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring in your car and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get all of the answers you need, so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
Thank you so much to Katie for being on the podcast. I really enjoyed it, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are going to get something out of that as well. Let us know if you guys want any more guests. And yeah, I'm really excited about this episode.
Be sure to screenshot this and share it on your Instagram story.
Yes, we love that.
We love the reposts and all the love. And just thank you guys for being such awesome supporters and listeners of our show. We love you lots. And we'll talk to you all again next Wednesday with a new episode.
Woo! See you guys then. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
When your favorite show ends, Rob's sister Nino is just getting started with post-show recaps on Podcast One.
Sign me up.
Join him for live interactive podcasts right after episodes of your favorite shows like Big Little Lies and Star Trek Discovery, plus Netflix original shows like Stranger Things and so much more.
I want to see Stranger Things in the big city. I want some Chicago rhythm.
Okay, another Dick Wolf production, Chicago Stranger Things.
Yes.
Download new episodes of post-show recaps every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.